This is John Alls, and we welcome you back this morning on behalf of Independence Baptist Church from Forestdale, Missouri. Now, last week, Pastor Reynolds shared a message dealing with Paul on Mars Hill. He pointed out the similarities between the people at that time and the people now. You know, there's so many different religions and superstitions in today's life as well as there was in Paul's. You know, and as Paul did back then, we need to be preaching the gospel and the message of Christ to all. Jesus is the light of the world, and through him, people can see the real truth. Now, this week, Pastor Reynolds will be sharing a message he's entitled, Preaching with the Holy Spirit. So let's listen in as Pastor Reynolds begins.
I'd like to take my text this morning from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, and think on the subject, preaching with the power of the Holy Spirit. The passage, 1 Corinthians 1:17, reads, For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. As Paul writes this first letter to the church at Corinth, there's one thing that he's got on his mind. He wants the church to be strong in God's word, not in Paul's words. Paul desires the people at Corinth to do more than just memorize some cute phrases or to be established with memorization only. Paul wants them to completely understand the Word of God because they are led by the Holy Spirit of God in their personal studies. Paul states in verse 17 that God did not send him to baptize, which is an outward act of an inward faith. Rather, God sent Paul to preach the gospel, which produces the inward faith. Paul's preaching was not with the wisdom of men, because that would diminish the power of the cross of Christ. Notice, the purpose of preaching with the power of the Holy Spirit of God is this, number one, that believers will be established in the power of God, not in their own power or in the power of the one that led them to the Lord. Believers will have the power of God in their own individual, personal lives, everyday lives, not in the power of their personality and the power of pulling themselves up by their own bootstraps. Paul is not preaching about the power of positive thinking. He's not preaching about the power of assertive living. Paul is preaching about the power of God, which gives Holy Spirit thinking, reasoning, and spiritual understanding. Number two, listen, the purpose of the preaching with the power of the Holy Spirit of God is, number two, that believers will be spiritual, not natural or fleshly or emotional. They're not just grabbing themselves up by their bootstraps and by the power of positive thinking doing something. Paul does not want believers depending upon men, even themselves. But Paul wants these believers to trust in God. The church at Corinth had a fault in following men, much like men do today. Just pick a preacher that they like, and they follow that man. Paul wants these believers to follow Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul stated that some of these believers were following Paul. Some were following Apollos, some were following Cephas, and others said they were following Christ. But all of them were proud of their accomplishments, and none were thankful for the accomplishments of Christ in them. Number three, the purpose of preaching with the power of God is, number three, that preaching should produce God's power, not the power of emotions or the power of the intellect. Preaching that produces power by the intellect or by the emotions is false preaching. It's a false religion. But this type of preaching is not limited to just the time of Paul, as he wrote to the Corinthians. It's also now. Verse 22 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 states that the Jews required a sign, that is, some sort of miracle. But when Jesus performed miracles, the Jews did not believe him either. The Greeks seek after wisdom. This is intellectual or emotional preaching. But in all of the intellectual preaching, Christ is not found, nor is he believed. In verse 23, Paul preached Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit of God, which is a stumbling block to the Jews and its foolishness to the Greeks, that is, to the Gentiles. Of course, the Holy Spirit of God is a part of the Trinity of God and knows the mind of God and is able to discern the things of God. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, Paul continues to explain why he preached and taught in the power of the Holy Spirit of God and refused to use the power of the flesh or human reasoning. Notice these verses. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Notice carefully these verses. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. Notice verse 1. This verse clearly states that Paul declared the testimony of God, not his own personal testimony. It could not be clearer. Paul could have preached and taught in the power of his intellect and emotions, because he was, after all, very educated and very accomplished in presenting arguments and persuading people. Paul, however, understood the message he was bringing was more, much more than any earthly argument or mental or emotional persuasion. Paul, when he preached and taught, was completely dependent upon the power of Christ to give understanding. Paul knew he could easily persuade the Corinthians by mental and emotional appeals, but he also knew that was not faith. In verse 4, Paul declares his preaching was in demonstration of the Spirit and power, not of human reasoning or human abilities. Paul continues this message in verse 5 by noting the difference between faith and the wisdom of God. There is a wisdom from God, and there is a wisdom from men. One is heavenly, but the other is earthly. One wisdom, God's wisdom, will exalt to heaven, but human wisdom, earthly wisdom, will condemn to hell. Notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 through 7, Paul stated this, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Listen, folks, Paul knew he could not save the Corinthians or anybody else. Just as I know I cannot save you, and you know you cannot save anybody, even yourselves. Salvation is a free gift from God and is not gained by mental assent, by mental knowledge, or by education. Salvation is by inspiration of God, not education by men. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 through 8, Paul emphasizes that it is impossible to know the eternal salvation of God by any kind of mental acceptance or human wisdom. It is a revelation given to the inward man, to the spirit of man, by the Holy Spirit of God. Notice what this passage states. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Paul declares in these verses that he is speaking godly wisdom, not earthly wisdom. Men do not understand spiritual wisdom. The passage states very clearly here that the spiritual wisdom is a mystery. It is a hidden wisdom. The passage also states that if the salvation of God is hid, it is hid to those that are lost, whom Satan has blinded the minds, lest they should believe the glorious gospel and be saved eternally. The passage here also states in verse 8 that the princes of this world did not understand. Those that should have understood do not understand. The Jews should have understood the message that Jesus declared, but they never did understand. And these are the ones that crucified the Lord of glory. The Bible in James chapter 3, verse 14 through 16 also relates that there's two kinds of wisdom. One which leads to eternal destruction, and the other which leads to eternal life. Earthly wisdom is from Satan and leads to eternal destruction, but heavenly wisdom is from God and leads to eternal life. The Bible states in James 3, verse 14 through 16, "But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." Notice James chapter 3, verse 17 and 18 relates pure heavenly wisdom and leads to all good things. "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable and gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." It's good to preach with the power of the Holy Spirit of God. For we preach a heavenly gospel, not an earthly gospel. Jesus gives His salvation freely. Before I close this message this morning, I have one question to ask. Has God revealed to you His heavenly wisdom, or have you just gained what you call heavenly wisdom by the study, or by intellect, or by perhaps emotionalism? Which do you have? Has God granted unto you eternal life, or do you just hope you have eternal life? God gives a no-so salvation without any kind of pride. But God's children will be full of humility because they understand that salvation is a gift that God has given to them. It's not something they've earned. It's not something they deserve. It's a gift that God gives. Do you have earthly wisdom, or do you have heavenly wisdom? Are you following Jesus, or are you following some man? Are you even perhaps following yourself like your own heart? Consider it well. It's your eternal destiny.
Well, we want to thank you for listening and remind you that if you have any questions for us, we can be contacted at 636-673-2180. We also have many resources on our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And you're always welcome to come and join us for services today or on Wednesday nights. Of course, today we have a morning service which starts at 10 a.m. and afternoon services which start at 4. And the Wednesday night Bible study will start at 7 p.m. We do ask that you continue to pray for us as we prepare for the broadcasts. And if you have any suggestions for future topics, you can leave us a message at 636-673-2180. Well, thanks again for listening this morning, and be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.